So my name is Gnanavacha, and I'm just going to introduce Vajrapriya. Not that you haven't met Vajrapriya, all of us have met Vajrapriya, and you probably had a sense of him already, even if you don't know him very well. But I said that I'd chair the talk that he's about to give. So I just want to say a few words about Vajrapriya. Vajrapriya, his name means devotee of the Vajra. I just asked him whether I could say it was lover of the Vajra, and he said I could. Rather sheepishly. So lover of the Vajra is Vajrapriya. Priya is this beautiful word meaning devotion, love. It's a very sweet Sanskrit word. And Vajra, of course, is the diamond thunderbolt of reality. And Vajrapriya, I think, is very well named. The Vajra side of him is, I think, particularly obvious in his mental clarity, in his determination, in his clarity, and something about his no-nonsense attitude to the situation, to life, to whatever he finds himself in. I mean, this weekend he was asked to step in and leave this weekend at, I don't know, 24 hours notice. Well, he only found out the day before yesterday. And it's not untypical of him just to say, yes, I'll do it, and then do it with more than competence, with real care, concern, and flair. He's a very, very devoted man in the sense of devoted to whatever the situation is. For a long time, he was the centre manager in Cambridge, in the Cambridge Centre. And he worked largely on his own to keep that centre going. I'm sure lots of other people contributed, but Vajrapriya had a major, major role there before he became Mitra convener in Cambridge. And the other aspect, the tenacity, Vajrapriya won't let go of the truth. We were recently studying last year with Bhante Sangharakshita, and it's a bit daunting to study with the great man. Most of us were a bit sheepish about asking questions more than once, do you know what I mean? And if you ask something and then Bhante says, you sort of say, okay. Not Vajrapriya. Vajrapriya said, but what about? And what about again? And how does that square with this? And he had this tenacity which was delightful, courageous and delightful. So there's something of the Vajra in all of those things. The Priya is in his care and concern, I think, for people, for the situation, for the Dharma. For the truth, and there's real love in that. There's a real love in that. Despite what he was saying yesterday, he's a very, very open-hearted, warm-hearted man. I've known him for about 14, 15 years, and I know that. So Vajrapriya is very, very suitable, eminently suitable to talk about metta, and his title is Loving What Is.